the people there, but happy is he that keepeth the law. It's an
Yes.
honor to be with you this morning. I'm thanking God for the songs that came forth this morning, and it brought something to my thought to just, technology is so great. You can just type in something and get a quick answer nowadays. And I was curious how many promises there are in the Bible.
Ooh.
And I found that there are 8,810 promises.
Wow.
7,487 of them are God's promises made to humankind.
Jesus,
And
Jesus,
we just
Jesus.
sung a song that said he fulfills his promises.
Yes.
We just sung praises for fulfillment of the promises that he makes. There's no situation that he had that you will face, that you have faced, that you will face, that's coming about, that you're going through, that you're dealing with, that you're fighting with, that God hasn't promised you're overcoming.
Thank you,
It
Lord.
says yes and amen. That is,
Yes,
and
Jesus.
over 3,000 of the promises are yes and amen. That's
Thank you.
awesome. That's just to even try to fathom the thought that every word that he said to you, he's gonna fulfill. Every
Hallelujah.
promise he's gonna fulfill. Every one of those 7,487 promises to humankind, he's gonna fulfill, and all of them are about you receiving what God has already set for you. All of them are about us being blessed in the abundance that is God. We
Thank
will go through some suffering. We will go through some trials. We will go through some tribulations. Those two are a part of those 7,000 promises that we will face. But the promise, one of the greatest promises in there, is that Abba Father says he will never leave us nor forsake us. That is
you.
the promise. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're fighting, no matter what comes about tomorrow, what you faced yesterday, or what you're struggling with right now,
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And as we sung that song, he will never fail. He
Hallelujah.
has won every battle, will win every battle, because failure is not of God. If God does not fail, then we will not fail in God. We will
Amen.
always be covered by his almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent power, which takes us through
Jesus.
every situation we face. So
Jesus.
I just wanted to give you that for a nugget to just take with you this week, to take and di to just to give back to the enemy. Just, the enemy will throw all kind of facts at you and things at you to cause you to doubt. I wanted to give you some facts to make you believe that God moves on our behalf. So
Yes.
know for sure that God moves on our behalf. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. God, we glorify
Thank you,
you, we honor, and
Jesus.
we bless you.
Thank
Truly,
you,
there
Lord.
is none like you, Abba Father. We thank you for all of your promises, all of your grace, all of your mercy, and all of your favor. In
Thank you,
the abundance
Jesus.
that is you and you alone, Lord God, we are humbled. So we say thank you. We lift
Thank
a
you, Lord.
collective hallelujah to you, knowing that you know each one of our situations, everything that we're facing, everything that we're going through. But we lift all of those situations to you. Leave them at your altar that you would be God in the situation. We don't need to be God. We don't need to have the answer. We just need to lean and trust you. And we do that, so Father God. So
Thank you,
thank you, thank
Jesus.
you, thank you, God, for this day and every day that you bless us with. As always, saints of God, it's an honor to be with you this morning and every Sunday morning as we join together, and the opportunity to introduce and to present our beloved, our excited, our shepherd,
Whew.
the man of
Thank
God,
you,
who God has poured in
Jesus.
and blessed us and has poured in so many promises. I thank God for her life, for her decision to leave this ministry, to not walk
Jesus.
away when some have thrown in the towel and walked away. When some have faced what she's faced, she has still pushed through while they gave in. But glory to God, in the strength that God placed in her, she still walks as
Thank
the
you, Lord.
apostle. She still walks as the lead of this household, as the lead of this ministry. So we are blessed with her and we are honored. So it's my honor to present to you our beloved, excited apostle.
Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would y'all do me a favor, please, and unmute yourselves and let's give God a praise. You're not worshiping. You're not giving me praise, but let's
hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you,
Lord
thank
God.
You, God. Thank
Glory
you, God.
God.
Glory to God.
God.
You're awesome in
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sound of praise forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We pray to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice, 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 and be glad in it. God is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so marvelous. He is just magnificent in all that he does. I praise God for the worship music that came forth today. I praise God for the word of God that came forth prophetically when Prophetess Dawn prayed and prophesied in the name of Jesus. I thank God. And as she was praying, three words came to me. Three words came to me. Dealing with her personally, and then it was every single one of us. And her prayer, I know, is what generated the initiated these thoughts from the Holy Spirit. And the words were resurrection, restored, and renewed. Resurrection, restored, and renewed. And those were the words that came to me as the woman of God was praying. Praise be God. Some of us have gotten out of position. Some of us died to the vision. Praise be unto God. We lost hope. We lost faith. And God said it is resurrected. It is resurrected. Excuse me. Resurrection, we raise from the dead. We come back alive. We've been restored. Praise be unto God. And there's a renewing in the anointing. There's a refreshing and a renewing of the vision, a renewing in order to desire to go forth in him. So I thank God. I thank God for the ministry that has gone forth thus far already. Before I share the word with you, I'm switching things around today on purpose. Before I share the word with you today, I want Minister Kyle to do our family time. I want him to do that for me first today. So, son, you have it. And amen. To God be the glory. We're going to go ahead and get into the word if we can. Not if we can. We are going to get into the word. Praise be unto God. And today I am going to be dealing with evangelism. Today I am going to be dealing with evangelism and knowing that there was a purpose for evangelism. There was a purpose for it. And this also will connect to what's going to happen after I speak. I'm going to ask Lee Davis to come forth and share with you a PowerPoint that it was put together for some evangelism that we are going to be doing. And when I say we, I don't just mean she and I, okay? I mean New Vision, Peace for the City, other churches. We are going to be doing something awesome, awesome. And I just wanted to share with you the word of God so that you will know that we are doing what it is that God has called us to do. If you would be so kind, please, to open your Bibles, write the scriptures down. If you don't have your Bible there, to open it up now, but please write these scriptures down. Go back and read them, and so that God will bring back to your memory. He will bring back to your memory what it is that's being said today. And Father God, that is my prayer today, that our minds are open, our hearts are open, our ear gates are open, God, our eye gates are open, that we may see and hear and feel what it is, Lord God, that is on your heart and what you have to say today. I break down, Lord God, any distraction that would try to interfere on this line today. I break it down now. I curse it at the root, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, I give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus, Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. All righty, in our word, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 39. And the word says, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you will now turn to Matthew 28, 19, verses 19 and 20, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age," even to the end of age. And before I speak and say the things I wanted to pull out of those verses, it just hit me as I read the last part of this verse. "I am with you always, and lo, I am with you always." Saints of God, he said, even to the end of the age, to the end of time. That is another one of those 7,000 plus promises that God made to us. You hear me? That is another promise, that he is with us always. Praise be unto God. All righty. In these two sets of verses, chapter 22, it was 37 to 39, and then chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. In those four verses, there are five things that we can pull out of this that Jesus wanted us to get and to understand, and dealing with us ministering to one another, ministering to God. In verse 37, where he wanted us to worship the Lord, it said to us, he said to us, "Love the Lord, that we shall love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with all of our mind." So worshiping him was extremely important. That's important in our walk with God, that we honor God, we adore him, we magnify him, we worship him. That came from that verse. Then in verse 39, "And the second is liken it, like it, like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." That's where God is calling each and every one of us to ministry. Not just me as apostle, not just Kyle as the MD, not just Pastor Brinkley as an ordained pastor. No, he's calling each and every one of us to ministry, that there's some kind of way we are to minister, and we are to do so in loving thy neighbor. We're to love thy neighbor as thyself. Then when we look in verses in the next chapter, chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, he tells us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." That's evangelism, beloved. In evangelizing, we are to make disciples of the people that we meet, the people that we talk to. We are making disciples as we are moving along. Then in verse 20, no, in verse still in 19, he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the fellowship of the baptism. So we are making disciples of them. We are baptizing them in the name of Jesus. And that is the fellowship. And then when we go to verse 20, it tells us what we are to be doing. We are to be teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded us. We are to teach them to obey all things. Those are five things we are to get out of those four verses. Five things: worship, ministry, evangelize, fellowship, and maturing in the Lord by teaching them what the word of God is, teaching them the gospel of Almighty God. That is what we are supposed to be doing. Now, the number three, in that, I'm saying number three, the evangelism part, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. I want to share with you, and this is going to come from, let me see, this is going to come from, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let me get it. Let me get it. Let me get it. Okay, the book of Acts. Acts verses 16 through 18. This is going to come from there. I want to share with you that there are five things again that we are supposed to do in this evangelism. Five things that we are supposed to do. In verse 16, it says, I'm going to read 16 through 18. It says, but rise and stand on your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both to the things which you have seen and to the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order that they may turn from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Let me touch very quickly on the opening their eyes to turn them from darkness to light. If we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. The God of this age is Satan. He has blinded the eyes of mankind. He has blinded the eyes of mankind, those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So when we read back in these verses previous to this, speaking about the fact that their eyes were darkened in the dark and coming to light, this is by the power of Satan that they were dark, but they shall come to light. It shall come to light. So as we're looking at this in Acts chapter, what chapter did I say? Acts chapter 26, verse 16 through 18. This is dealing with Jesus talking to Paul on the road of Damascus, and sharing with him plans, his plans of evangelism, his plans of evangelism for Paul. That's what this chapter is dealing with. And in that, in the first verse of it, when it said, but rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you. Remember, on the road of Damascus, Jesus appeared to Paul. He appeared to him. Prior to this encounter, Paul was condemning and persecuting the Christians. That's what he was doing. But in this encounter that he had with God, hallelujah, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In this encounter that he had with God, His life changed, his ministry changed, his purpose changed. Each one of us, before we had an encounter with God, we had an encounter dealing with Satan and we served his purpose. But after we came to the revelation of who Jesus is, the purpose in our life changed. And so the first thing that we need to see here in these scriptures, he told him to go. And tell, go and tell, not just wait for people to come to us, and waiting for others to come and see. So we don't wait for people to come to the church. We don't wait for people to come online. Hallelujah. We are to go and tell. Tell somebody it's time for me to get up, rise up from where I am, rise up out of this place and go and tell somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel means the good news. We need to get up and go to, and share the good news. The second thing was to open the eyes of the unbeliever. Open the eyes of the unbeliever. And in verse 18, it said, the eyes, you opening up the eyes of the unbeliever to whom I sent you, to the ones I am sending you to, open their eyes by sharing the good news, by being a witness unto them, by testifying. That's how we're opening their eyes that they may see. Remember that their eyes are blinded by Satan. You know, a lot of times we get frustrated with the people that we talk to. It seems like they just won't hear what we have to say. They just won't see what it is we're trying to reveal unto them. However, saints of God, they have been blinded by Satan, and we must speak the word of God over them and to them that their eyes would be open, that they would see what it is that God would have them to see. And Christ tells us that he aims for this blindness to be healed. He aims to give them sight. This is the goal of evangelism. This is one of the goals of evangelism. Then he says to them, the believers turn from darkness to light. They are to turn from darkness to light. Darkness isn't strange to you until your eyes are open. Let me tell you something. I remember when I was in New York, I was visiting my in-laws in New York, and I was we stopped at a pizza parlor, and I'm trying to read the menu board up there. I'm trying to read this menu board, and the board was blurry, and at that time I did not wear glasses, so I'm trying to read it. I figured it out, I didn't order pizza. Whatever I ordered, I got it from up there. But I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong. And then I remembered that in church, I was the one that did the overheads. And I was forever adjusting the overheads for the people to read the words of the song. I'm adjusting so that it is plain and clear to my eyesight, to my eyesight. And yet the people were still complaining. Sister Etta is still blurry. And so I would adjust it so they could see. And when what they could see, it was blurry to me. So it dawned on me, I need to go and have my eyes checked. And I went, I had my eyes checked. I got glasses. And lo and behold, what I saw totally blew me away. I was amazed. And I was like, my God, I was missing all of the clarity of the things that I had been looking at all of this time. And I've missed the clarity of it. It was new to me. So when it says darkness isn't strange until your eyes are open, prior to me putting the glasses on and me getting 20/20 vision, Everything that I was seeing was normal to me, blurry to me, whatever the case, but that was normal. It wasn't strange for things to look that way. But as soon as I got 20/20, as soon as my eyes were open, I was able to see something new. I was able to see the light. I was no longer in the darkness. And I thank God that the light was turned on. And that's just the way it's going to be and is when we help to open the eyes of those, praise be unto God, who are walking in darkness because they know not Him. They don't know Him, and they have spiritual blindness. They're in the darkness. They're at home in sin. It's okay for them to sin. It's okay for them to condone somebody else sinning because the darkness is not strange. It is fine with them. It is fine with them, but their eyes must be open, and then they will be able to turn and walk in the light. Then they will be able to turn and walk in the light. The next thing in dealing with what it is that God would have for us in dealing with evangelism, 4 and 5, praise be unto God, working together. The fourth and the fifth thing will come from the fact that Christ aims through our testimony at the end of verse 18. Let me get that back. My phone changed page. Okay. At the end of verse 18, it said to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from power, the power of Satan to God. And then it says here at the end that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So the fourth and the fifth thing is that they would receive forgiveness, praise be unto God, and that they would walk in that place that is sanctified by God. Saints of God, this is what we do in evangelism. Praise be unto God. That is the overall purpose of evangelism. So as we look at it again, to summarize what it is God wants to do through us, through you and me. And saints of God, I pray that as you're hearing this, that something inside of you, the gifts inside of you, are stirred up that you want to do this. You thank you, Holy Spirit. What I just saw is let's take 695. Take 695. All of us know 695, except for those that are out of town. And you know how heavy the traffic could get, how the traffic, people are driving on that road at 70 to 80, 90 miles an hour, where the speed limit is 65 in some places and 55 in others. But just imagine that road, people are zooming up and down, and a blind man, physically blind, walks out in that traffic. He walks out in that traffic and he doesn't know that the traffic is going the way that it's going. And he's just stepping out there. And saints of God, he could get hit, damaged, hurt, killed, whatever the case may be. This is how it is with the unsaved man each and every day as he wakes up and steps out of his home. He's walking out into a traffic filled place where it's nothing but sin and damnation and horror that's going on, and that's what his day is going to be like, no matter what. That's what his day is going to be like because he is blind. He is walking in darkness. But as we carry out the steps of evangelism, as we do, as we go and tell, as we open up the eyes of the unbeliever, as we share the word with them, as we do this, we open up the eyes of the spiritually blind. We aim to turn them from the darkness of sin to the light of righteousness. We aim that he would we aim to turn the power of Satan away from them who have been held by lies. Turn them to God. We aim that all of their sins will be forgiven. Not one, not two, but all of their sins will be forgiven. We aim that by faith, that they will not remain in the place that they are, but they will join the saints in pursuit of holiness. That is our purpose for evangelism. That is our purpose for evangelism. If you didn't know why we evangelize, if you didn't know why some of us are so eager to get out and do things, this is the reason why. We don't want any to be lost, but this is God's desire, that none should perish without knowing him. Not one person does he want to perish without knowing him. When we speak of going to hell, hell was not meant for man. It was not meant for man. Hell was purposed for Satan and his cohorts. That's what hell was purposed for. But those who choose not to serve God and choose to serve Satan, you have become a cohort of his. Therefore, you will end up in the place where he is, because he is your God. He is your God. Saints of God, I pray that you understand that you have purpose in life. You have purpose in life, each and every one of you. There is purpose to what God has called you to do. Evangelize. You don't need a license. You read, when I read earlier, that he said in verse 16 here of Acts, he said, "But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things that you have seen and those things which I have revealed to you." Saints of God, have you seen the hand of God move in your life? Have you seen signs and wonders and miracles? Have you seen, have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you walking in the promises of God? Are you walking in a place where you know that now you have eternal life? Have you done that? He has called you to minister. He is, all of us are not going to be the type of evangelist like some are gifted with evangelism, but all of us have been called to minister and to be a witness unto the Father. All of us have been called to do that. I pray that you will do that. Now, with that being said, in a couple of months ago, the Father gave Lee Davis a vision, gave her a vision of something. She saw something. He gave her a vision of it. She brought it to me. I prayed and said, yes, yes, I can see us doing this. Then as we talked about doing this, then God said to me about baptizing. That all fell into the scripture of what we dealt with today. And from that, then we are a part of a group called Peace for the City. Amen. Peace for the City. We are part of that group, and we do things bringing peace for the city of Baltimore. Praise be unto God for the city. And then so God showed me this was greater than New Vision. Praise be unto God, that we should take this to Peace for the City so that we can do what's called kingdom building, kingdom work, kingdom work. Not one of us doing it, not two of us doing it, but gathering for a lot of us to be able to do the vision that God had given us. So with that being said, we're going to let, amen, amen, amen. We're going to, let me get it back first. We're going to let Lee Davis share what has come out of this, what we're going to do. And saints of God, this is for the purpose of New Vision, that you come forth, all of you, that you come forth for this event that we are planning, and do your part in it. You are needed. You are called by God to do something. And this is your opportunity to work with each and every one of us. So let me get the screen. Let me share my screen. and then she will take over and share the vision with you. Amen. Amen. Can you see my screen okay?
Can you maximize it?
I don't know.
The upper right-hand corner, that little box. Yeah,
In the right-hand corner.
the box. Go up. Go up.
Up here.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right.
It's not there. I don't see it.
You don't see this the PowerPoint?
I see it north.
We just see the email.
Pardon?
I said we just see the email.
Yeah, you just had it up. I'm not sure what. I think
Okay, let me back out of this again then. Okay.
you.
Pause share, stop share. All right. Because the PowerPoint had to be on the screen, right?
Yes, just make it maximized when.
Okay, maximize it on the screen, then come back here, then do share, and here. Do you see it now? It'll get the,
Yes, we see it.
yes, okay, because the first screen, the first picture is blurry. So that's okay. Let me take. Okay, there. Go ahead, Lee. Can y'all see that clearly?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Lee, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good word, Apostle. One of
Amen.
Ian's favorite artists is Gregory Porter, and he has a song called Take Me to the Alley. And that kind of summed up what you said. Take me to
Amen.
the alley. Take me to the
Amen.
alley. Gregory Porter. Okay, so I'm just going to read directly off the PowerPoint. And if you have any questions, I'll answer, or Apostle Etta Banks will answer as well. So, New Vision for Life Ministries met with Ames Ministry, which is located at 2304 Pennsylvania Avenue, to discuss details for a collaborative event scheduled on August 17th. And so the name of the ministry is Ames. The pastor is Rodney Hudson. They're having a back to school event. And what Peace for the City does around this time is they have a baptized Baltimore. So we pitched the idea for having a collaborative event opposed to just helicoptering into this community and helicoptering out. Why not partner with a ministry that is already familiar with the neighborhood and has establishments and has a established voice in the community. Ames is hosting its annual back to school event on August 17th from 1 to 5 in the Penn North community. Ames Ministry is currently utilizing their spacious industrial building due to a wall that collapsed in their sanctuary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
So I'm just going to read the information under the photo. Northeast Supply, a Baltimore-based distributor of plumbing and HVAC equipment and supplies, donated their West Baltimore Sandtown store and warehouse valued at $2.2 million to the Resurrection Sandtown project in support of the community revitalization effort. So that store donated their everything that they had in that community to Pastor Rod. And so it was just a blessing to see that that ministry was gifted $2.2 million. So I try to encourage Apostle Etta Banks that if God can do it for this man, surely he can do it for her.
Amen. Amen.
Next slide, please. Okay, thank you. Ames has, let me sh give me 1 second. Ames has secured the following items, community outreach organizations for their annual back to school event. They have secured a stage from the city, 10 tents from the city. The health department will be there in the capacity of the tobacco and gum health. Dental Health, Health and Hygiene, Baltimore City Schools Bookmobile would be there, Baltimore City Fire Department, Baltimore City Police. They would have one police officer and two to possibly four security personnel from their church. They would have backpacks, moon bounce, games for the children. They have insurance. They will have a praise dancer, two portable restrooms. They will have chairs, 15 tables, and Ames is requiring youth to visit community outreach tables prior to obtaining backpacks. Ames secondary building has an area for changing clothing. So last year at the Baptized for Baltimore, they had gowns for you to switch into. So if you just so happen to be walking by and wore all white, they had some gowns for you so you can get baptized. And when you came out the water, we wouldn't see all your business. So here is the property that Ames owns, that the HVAC and plumbing facility was handed over to them. So Ames submitted a permit to close Baker Street from the intersection of Baker and North Carey Streets to Baker and Pennsylvania Avenue. So all that you see that's kind of outlined, that's their property. And they're going to close, like I stated, they're going to close off a street, and they have a lot of green space as well. Triple T, that is Pastor Teddy T. Thomas, confirmed that he's available as a resource to speak on stage and have a table donating men's clothing. We met him at one of the meetings for Peace for the City, and he had a real passion for people with addiction yes. issues and homeless.
Yes.
So we thought he would be a phenomenal resource. Elder Mark will provide biblical literature. He has 300 copies of the Life Book. We have confirmed that Maryland Wellness Outpatient Mental Health will have a table there as well. Ames requested Peace for the City split the cost for food, 400 to 500 hot dogs, chips and drinks, a total of $700. One Baltimore City police officer, which is $65 per hour. Now, since this slide has been made, Peace for the City has requested additional police officers, and Ames has requested that Peace for the City pay for however additional police officers that they desire.
Mm-hmm.
Foreseeable needs from Peace for the City: 1 to 2 additional portable restrooms, hand wash station, around 200 backpacks, tents, tables, chairs for a backpack distribution, baptismal pool, treated water, towels, tables for the towels, gowns for baptisms, and a towel for the table for the towels, tents, chairs for the baptismal waiting, sitting, viewing area. And so just say that you are there to observe your loved one getting baptized that day, or it's kind of like a staging area, a waiting area. So when it's time before you go up to get baptized, it was kind of a sitting area. Table chairs for prayer warriors who will be accessible to the public throughout the event.
Okay.
Additional support, we'll need intercessor, praise and worship team, musicians. I have instruments, but after this slot was made, Pastor Rodney Huston of Ames stated that he will be able to provide instruments. We'll need altar call support, ministers of these souls to Christ. And the question that I posed to Peace for the City: are funds available to pay musicians? And that answer was just a very quick no.
That's right. That is all volunteer service. Yes. Okay.
So here we have Ames tentative flyer. But we have agreed that one flyer should be used to note the collaboration between Ames and Peace for the City. And so a question mark was posed. Last year, Peace for the City had radio advertisement, TV advertisement. This year, I have confirmed that it is flyers and social media. I'm not sure about the radio and TV advertisement as of now. And questions.
Before they do the questions, let me go back to slide 8. Here on slide 8, where it talks about the four, and understand all of this came from the vision that God gave Lee, and then when he spoke an additional piece to me about the baptism. And that's how this is all transpiring. Everywhere where you see peace from the city, this is because of the initiation by this ministry. At times, y'all think that we're not doing anything, but God is still speaking. He's still calling us to do something. And when I heard along the line, when God gives us a vision, if it's something that you can accomplish right then and there by yourself, then you didn't need God in it. But when he is given the vision, it is greater than we are, so that we will always be dependent on him to assist us in getting it to come to pass. This was greater than New Visions, as small as we are. It was greater than New Vision. But again, the kingdom building, the kingdom work together, we are able to accomplish it and make things come to pass. These things here, where she mentioned about needing people to hand out towels, to hand out gowns, to man certain tables, this is where all of us can play a part. Each ministry that is from Peace for the City, each ministry is supposed to supply at least two people to be security around the area, around the area. Let me, I can, yeah, I can take this down now because y'all have seen it. Let me stop the share on that. Okay, it's each one, each church is su to supply, excuse me, to supply at least two people for security. The area where the church is, the building is, where this is going to be held, it's beautiful, it's clean. It's not, excuse me, it's not littered, dirty, filthy. It's not like that. It is a clean area that we will be in. And there will be two baptismal pools there. And Ames was having their back to school. We're adding the whole baptism and worship. Abba's house, we're waiting to hear from them about their praise and worship team doing part of the worship. There are other people, we reached out to Minister Kyle. There are other people that we have talked to about doing worship. This event is going from 1 until 5. The live music worship is going to be about 2 hours of live music, and then the rest would be with a DJ, would be with a DJ. And again, we're sharing all of this with you so that you can see where you could possibly be used. Intercessors are needed. If you do the flag ministry, dancing, and want to be somebody to minister from the stage, to the person. Praise and worship is going on. Food is going to be given out. You may want to assist in that. So all of this is something that everybody from this church can play a part in. And the church has done outdoor events like this, not with the baptism, but outdoor events for 10 years. And not one time has there been a fight, gun violence, drugs being done on the property. I can't remember, but there was never any tr no nobody's cars vandalized, nothing was stolen. It was a good time, and I'm telling you, the place where it is being held, it is clean. And understand, we are definitely in an area where there are drug addicts and so forth and so on. We are in that area. However, the area where we're ministering from, again, is clean and Security will be sufficient amount of security. There's no need to be in a spirit of fear as we are going into what it is that we have to do here. This goes along with the scripture that we were given. We're going into a place where people's eyes have been blinded, and we're going in to open their eyes, share the word that they might be seeing, that their eyes may be opened, that they might see. And then God can, Holy Spirit, can then minister to their hearts and they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they will be able to go to Ames's church and any other church in the neighborhood so that they can become disciples. Praise be unto God. And saints of God, we have participated in that which God is calling us to do. Any questions from anybody? Okay, no questions. Anybody that wants to do any volunteer work with us, this is August the 17th. So that's next month that we're doing this. We'll get the final word from Bishop Bart from Rock City Church. We will get the final word from him within the next couple of days. And so that we'll know how much further we can move on with this. But this is our plan, and I believe it's God's plan for that particular day for us to go forth. And anyone, anything you saw on there that you are willing to volunteer to do, please contact Minister Davis. Contact Lee, let her know, well, I can do this, I can do that, whatever the case may be. Let her know. And listen to the song "Take Me to the Alley." Get that on YouTube and listen to that song. Saints of God, we're going as the commission of God has told us to do. We are going out and doing what he said do. Yes, Pastor Brinkley.
I know that the weather is going to be great. We are going to be blessed, but is there a rain date? Have they said anything about that, or are they just going to continue no matter what?
They're just going to continue no matter what. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Praise be unto God.
If
So,
I could, can
go
I?
ahead.
I just want to thank Pastor Brinkley because
Yes.
she was the one who gave him as a resource as we were initially scouting out locations in that area, and she had mentioned. I think you said you came out of that church. I'm not sure. Yes, and so just thank you for just for just saying something. So just thank you.
Amen. And one of the things too that we're going to need, you saw that and everything they said we need, that was after the setup. We need materials being brought in, vehicles to bring stuff in. We need setup people to help set up. The event is 1 to 5, but we need to be there between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning to get the pool set up, to get the table set up, the tents to set up. Pastor Hudson, is of course his whole church is involved, so th they're doing a lot of things. But we coming along with the idea of the worship, and because they weren't going to have the worship. And the baptism that came from New Vision, so we need to do this. Do we need to discuss the donation of book bags and supplies? That is going to be discussed with Peace for the City. Last year when we did Peace the Baptized Baltimore, that was what this was called. Each church donated $300 so that we could buy all the things that were needed for the event. This is a Baptized Baltimore piece from Peace for the City. And so we're looking for Peace for the City to supply the majority of the things that we need. Anybody that wants to make any donations for supplies and all, please do so. Please do so because we do need, any and everything that we can get. So we don't mind that. Okay, let's see. That he mentioned each ministry donating 10 book bags or something like that. Okay. So then New Vision, then if that's what she heard Pastor P Bishop Pierce say, then that's what we'll do. But we'll find out more as we get the final word from him. But then if each one, and we're to come up with our 10 school bags and the supplies in those school bags. Thank you very much, Apostle West. Anyone else? We need you all to participate. Okay, we'll wait for the info, but we'll definitely contribute from our household. Amen. God bless. God bless. Amen. All righty. And no one else has anything, and we do thank you. Danielle, do you? Oh, Mark, go ahead, son.
Yes, ma'am. So as far as the setup, I definitely am asking some of the men to be there with us. I'll be there probably about 9 o'clock because that has been placed on our plate as far as designing and setting up the arrangement for all of the resources that they have. And as you saw, there are a lot that they have to go along with the worship. So the tables, the chairs. They do have a lot of people at Ames that will be there, but I'm just asking anyone and everyone who can be there as early as possible, starting around 9, to help set up and put things on the table so we can be able to all enjoy the worship and also be present for the baptism, because that's going to be a part two to actually just talk to people about what baptism is and what it means. We don't want them to just go through and be baptized and walk off and think nothing's changed.
Amen.
Elder Mark, contact your brothers because that is their home church also.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I will reach out to them today. I'm glad you told me that. I'm gonna tell them you told me to call them too. Good
Don't
night.
you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Amen. 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 And the wives that are on here, ask your husbands to assist. We need everybody to play a part in this. Everybody. Ask your husbands and your sons to participate. Okay, anything else? Anything else? Okay. Danielle, did you have something to share to tell us?